The answer is A, complete blood count with iron and ferritin. You need to know that one of the most common causes of restless leg syndrome is iron deficiency anemia. So before you jump on giving the patient a D2 receptor agonist, such as pramipexole or ropinirole, you need to check to make sure that the patient does not have iron deficiency anemia. If the patient's iron and ferritin complete blood count are normal, then yes, we give pramipexole or ropinirole. If the question doesn't mention anything about iron deficiency anemia and you're forced to choose a medication, yes, choose the D2 agonist. But if we have a scenario where we can check for iron first, make sure you do that before chucking the patient on medication.